Mark 15 is our reading on this Monday, and because of how different Gospels list the events in the rest of the ends of each Gospel, we'll be going back and forth so we don't split up all the chapters. So in our kind of chronological look at these events, we'll be weaving back and forth a bit, so thanks for your grace in that. Now, you already read on Friday after Judas's death about Jesus's arrest and going before Pilate. You also read already about the soldiers mocking Jesus and his crucifixion and his death. But I want to back up to this account in Mark of Jesus before Pilate. I want to read it to you. Very early in the morning, the chief priests with the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin made their plans. So they bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. "Are you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate. "You have said so," Jesus replied. The chief priests accused him of many things. So again, Pilate asked him, "Aren't you going to answer? See how many things they are accusing you of?" But Jesus still made no reply, and Pilate was amazed. Now it was the custom at the festival to release a prisoner whom the people requested. A man named Barabbas was in prison with the insurrectionists who had committed murder in the uprising. The crowd came up and asked Pilate to do for them what he usually did. "Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate, knowing that it was out of self-interest that the chief priests had handed Jesus over to him. The chief priests stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas instead. "What shall I do then with the one you call the king of the Jews?" Pilate asked them. "Crucify him," they shouted. "Why? What crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him." Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. Well, Pilate was the Roman governor of Judea. Judea was the southern Israel around Jerusalem, the capital city, which is where all of this took place. And Pilate was obviously reluctant to sentence Jesus to death. We see this in all four Gospels, that he had reluctance to sentence Jesus to die. And back in Matthew 27, it says he even got warned by his wife not to do it, as she had suffered a horrible dream about it. And John gives more detail on next Wednesday's reading about another conversation even that Jesus had with Pilate about truth. And make sure you spend a little time digging into that scripture. But here we have Pilate, this man who was a Roman and working for the Romans and allowing the Jewish people to have their own customs, but the Jewish people could not sentence someone legally to death. So you've got Pilate, who ignores his own conscience. He ignores the warning from a loved one, his wife, who decides to play politics instead of doing what is right. He followed the voice of the crowd. You know, we get this opportunity in so many different ways in our lives today to play politics, to play politically correct, to not speak up when we need to speak up, or sometimes we speak things that are meant to make us peacemakers and make everyone happy instead of speaking truth. We are so tempted so often to follow the crowd. In America today, in the climate, the political climate of America today, Jesus is mocked and people want all of us to just let Jesus die, don't they? And so often, it's hard to find the strength to not follow the crowd. And this is a classic example that Pilate had something to lose. He had his reputation to lose. There might be an uprising if he didn't choose to sentence Jesus to death. And then he had all these people shouting at him, "Crucify him, crucify him." That's what the world's shouting at us today. Crucify Jesus. We've got a choice to make. As you read about this account of Pilate, remember that easiest isn't always best. In fact, very rarely is what is easy the best thing to do. I teach my kids this phrase, do hard things. I think it's important that we remember that when it comes to walking our faith out loud and standing against the crowd. I'll talk to you tomorrow.